highlights from week 7 of the high school football season. Pella squared off with Nevada for the Class 3A District 7 title, and Pella quickly got defensive, as heard on 92.1 KRLS with Trevor Castle and Randy Sikkema.
Here's third down and 10. Nevada from the 41. Bad snap. Bodor. Ball on the ground. Pella on the ball. Nolan Clayburgh. The recovery at the 45. And they go to the ground with Clayburgh. Around the left side of one tackle. Clayburgh is still going. Clayburgh at the 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Pella. Nolan Clayburgh, 56 yards. Punt into the wind.
Pretty good.
And Pollock fields it at the 32-yard line. Near side 35, 40, 45, 50. Back to the middle of the field at the 45, 40. Pollock stiff arm, 30, 25. Another stiff arm, 10, 5. Touchdown. Aiden Pollock, a 67-yard punt return. Second down and 5. Little Dutch up 28-0. Play action fake. Mace zips it to a wide open roll at the 10. Breaks the tackle. 5. Touchdown, Pella. Preston Rowe, a 31-yard grab.
Final score, Pella 35, Nevada 7. Knoxville traveled to Carlisle for week 7, as heard on 95.3 KNIA.
Nichols. We'll give it to Gavin Montavo. Straight ahead. Still moving the pile. Yes! Touchdown, Knoxville. Good job there by Gavin Montavo, just plowing through the line to score from 5 yards out. So two-point conversion coming up here for Knoxville. Hudson wide to the far side. Gavin Montavo back there beside Nichols. Two wing backs right and left. Here is a give to, it's going to be a pitch out to Keegan Cox, and he'll walk in, two-point conversion. Keegan Cox has scored the two-point conversion in the last 2 weeks. Then Pistol takes a snap, rolls out to the far side, looking to throw, does to the end zone. It is, touchdown, Knoxville. Mike Hudson had to go down to the ankles to get that, but Kieran Nichols threw it right where only Hudson can get it, and the Panthers score again.
Final score, Carlisle 63, Knoxville 14. Pella Christian and Colfax Mingo took the field on Eagle Lane, as heard on KNIAKRLS.com, KRLS 2 with Andrew Schneider.
Handoff, right side, it's Booner, untouched inside the 10, the 5, 6 for the Eagles, touchdown Pella Christian, 15 yards for Cody Booner. First and goal from the 1. It's Kak Marinsky keeping it, and he is in, untouched. 6 for the Eagles, touchdown Pella Christian. Isaac Kakmarinski, a 1 yard capper of the drive. Isaac Kak has 3 receivers far side of the formation. First down snap. All sorts of time, has the man open. It's Skeetings at the 30, he's gone. The 20, the 10, the 5, 50 yard bomb. 6 for the Eagles, touchdown Pella Christian. This would be a 20 or 32 yard field goal try with 3:05 remaining. Snap, it's blocked. That's a live ball.
There you go, Luke Mulder. Here's your touchdown.
There's Luke
Mulder.
Let's
go, buddy. Come on, get a block.
He does get a block. Near sideline of the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5. 6 for the Eagles. Touchdown, Pella Christian.
Final score, Pella Christian 63, Colfax Mingo 34. Pleasantville had a district title in mind as the Trojans battled I-35. It was on KNIAKRLS.com, KNIA 3 with Colton Emsweiler.
Out of motion is Cassidy, and now Bedwell's going to look to throw, and he's getting chased, running towards the far side. He's going to throw it deep downfield, and the pass is picked by Colby Sandholt, and he gets tackled immediately. An interception on the first drive of the game. Chase Bedwell throws a pass deep as he's trying to get flush out of the pocket. Should have thrown it away. Throws it in play. Colby Sandholt, number 9, with the interception. He has been on an island all year, and he just showcased why. It's going to be a first down. And it is a quarterback keeper by Clark, and he's in! Touchdown! Both officials put up their hands, and Kaylor Clark, a 1 yard quarterback sneak for a touchdown. Now it's going to be a handoff to Cassidy, and he's going to stumble forward, and looks like there's a fumble. The Trojans are saying they have it. No signal yet. It looks like no signal yet from the officials, but the Trojans are running out on offense.
Final score, I-35-22, Pleasantville 7. PCM had one more hurdle to clear for an unbeaten regular season against Clark. John Mulwinkle and Jeff Lindsay on the call on KNIAKRLS.com, KRLS 3.
Here's first and goal now from the 5-yard line. The Mustangs on the doorstep. And it's a handoff to Burns. Wide open hole up the middle. And he dances in for the touchdown. Sage Burns from 5 yards out. It's 6-0 Mustangs. They fake the handoff, and Stock going to keep it on a QB keeper. He picks up a first down, jukes around a guy, down the far sideline. He's gone! Touchdown, Augie Stock!
from 32 yards out. What a play there.
Dropping back under some pressure, avoids a sack. Now he fires it downfield. Oh, wide open. It's caught. Touchdown, PCM. Landon Fenton, as the first quarter comes to a close. He was wide open. No one within 10 yards of him. And it's a handoff to Van Winkle straight up the gut. No one's touched him. He's gone. Touchdown, PCM. Jacob Van Winkle straight up the middle from 51 yards out.
Final score, PCM 70, Clark 21. Indianola had a tough assignment against Ankeny. You heard it live on 94.3 KNIA with Andrew Swadner and Rick Wilson.
Throws out right side. It's caught. Martin chucks it deep, has the receiver wide open. It's caught at the 40-yard line, to the 30, to the 25. A running back pass, a wide receiver pass, whatever you want to call it. It's caught by McGinnis, and they're already deep inside Ankeny territory. Fourth and goal at the one. They set up Kolarik to get the direct snap. Gets the snap, almost lost it, dives inside and pushes his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Indianola, with 8 seconds to go in the first quarter. Erickson's on the rush, gets him, but he steps out of it. Does Bauer takes a shot deep down the field, has his receiver, but if all, and it's intercepted! Intercepted at the three! How did that happen?
Well, there's a
play.
There's a battle for it. And there's a flag.
A red flag comes out. John McGinnis with the interception.
McGinnis on the INT. If it stands, let's hope that stands. Because you guys had both guys were fighting for that football, and we couldn't quite see what happened.
Final score, Ankeny 45, Indianola 14. Those were our top-tier highlights from Week 7 of the high school football season.